Hi, I'm Steve O'Connor. You're listening to my good friend Lee Williams.
Failure to listen, afraid what people say. A voice in the shadows may scare your heart away. These things have ever touched you, unsure of everything you're told. And as the pages yellow, the stories mellow. Still pretenders gather to take what carries your name. If you get used, don't blame me. I'm only the messenger. You're just like an open book. Be proud of the way you look, the hands you shook, and each and every step you took. And so remember, it's your mind to change. It's your mind to change. I'm only the messenger. Choices of soft or solid ground. Talk from a distance may turn your head around. Don't sell yourself for glory or dare to sacrifice your dreams. And keep your eyes wide open. Don't hide from what you see until the truth comes calling to tear those barricades down. If it's bad news, don't blame me. I'm only the messenger. You're just like an open book. Be proud of the way you look, the hands you shook, and each and every step you took. And so remember, it's your mind to change. It's your mind to change. I'm only the messenger. Remember, it's your mind to change. It's your mind to change. I'm only the messenger. I'm only the messenger.
Well, on the line from Liverpool is Steve O'Connor, who recently has just gone into the Hot Disc Top 10 with his song The Messenger, and also in the Top 30 of the European Top 40. So congratulations, Steve O'Connor.
Well, thank you, sir.
I know you were born and raised in Liverpool, but you've got a lot of Scottish in you as well, or a lot of Scottish connections.
Yes, I lived and worked up there, and that's where I actually learned to write songs and play the guitar early. It was when I relocated to Scotland for work purposes. I worked in the oil business. So I had to live up there for the job I had. I bought an acoustic guitar and took it with me. I couldn't even tune it. And I'm completely self-taught. So I just persevered with it and copied what I could off, like, listening to albums and things, you know, my favourite artists and anyway like that. But essentially it was hand-in-hand writing and learning was both the same process. I learned the guitar by writing songs, if you know what I mean.
Steve, you're not a teenager, and
no.
you've been around a long time. We opened up the program with the song The Messenger, which is the one that's in the charts at the moment, and a wonderful song. Now, you write all your own material.
I do, yes.
Uh-huh. And what kicked that off to do that? I mean, obviously learning the guitar up with the oil business and stuff. So was that when you first started to write songs?
Yeah, almost immediately. As soon as I picked it up and learned to tune it and practicing the chords. I mean, for me, Lee, it was... if I had a problem, like when you're learning a guitar, trying to learn the chords, when I had a problem with changing from one chord to another, I tended to write something with them chords in it, and by the time I'd finished writing what I was writing, good, bad, or indifferent, I was over that problem. So it was like not only a learning process, but a healing process. So, to be absolutely honest, in living where I lived, there was very inspirational, you know, as far as the wilderness and the, because I lived right out in a small village in Scotland, in the Highlands. So I had a lot of spiritual and visual inspiration there.
What artists were you being influenced by those days?
Mostly singer-songwriters, but, you know, the Eagles, Jim Croce, Jackson Browne, James Taylor, Cat Stevens.
The good days, the good days.
Yeah, yeah. If there's any spark inside of you to write songs, it's the likes of them people, singer-songwriters like them, or bands like the Eagles. And I think they sort of really sort of urge you. If you've got anything in you that seeks any form of art, you know, like songwriting or anything like that, I think when you listen or you look, it doesn't matter whether it's visual art or anything like that, but songwriting and things like that, I think once you lean towards you, the artist, you see, I think first of all you try to emulate your heroes, and then of course if you carry on, and I think in my opinion if it is in you, then you'll eventually find your own level and your own style.
Well, let's play some music now. We'll have a music break and then we'll come back and talk about you and how you got to America, because that's quite exciting for a British artist. But let's play some music.
Okay.
You sent me a few tracks through, and Just Me, which is Sam's song, which I know is a very important song to you. Tell me about that and we'll play it.
Sam's song is probably my favourite song on the album, and the main reason for that, Lee, would be it's inspired by a young lady by the name of Sam, who's from Edinburgh in Scotland. And I met Sam, and in fact, she was a big fan of mine. And her dad was a radio presenter, and he introduced me to her. And Sam has autism. And the story with Sam is her parents were told when she was a child, oh, you know, she's got this and that, and you know, you better learn sign language, she's not going to be able to communicate. Well, Sam learned to write songs herself and produce and everything, paint, all kinds of things. So for me, that was a really big inspiration. And I couldn't help it come the end of the day. I mean, people, to be honest, threw a few hints at me about it up there. But I, all of a sudden, one day thought, right, I'm going to do this. And I actually sat down to write the song then. But the idea behind that, Lee, is... the essence of the song obviously is to highlight autism, but the essential part of it is to raise awareness and hopefully funds for autism, because anything that song would make performance wise or sales wise or anything else would be going to autism.
Okay, well, let's play it. It's called Just Me, Sam's song.
Hi, I'm Steve O'Connor. You're listening to my good friend Lee Williams.
I am not a stranger, I herald each sunrise. Steady as a mountain that sits perfectly still. If I could be a rainbow, I'd color the grayest skies. But when you look, what do you see? Don't be fooled, it's only me.
just me. Stronger than the starlight from heavenly distance shines. Softer than a rain cloud that gives gently its rain. The worry of the thunder, it's only my beating heart. But when you look, who could it be? Don't be afraid, it's only me, just me. I could be a beacon bright where darker waters flow, just like a dancer in the spotlight. I could be a soothing breeze where troubled winds may blow. I am not a stranger, I herald each sunrise. Steady as a mountain that sits perfectly still. If I could be a rainbow, I'd color the grayest skies. But when you look, what do you see? Don't be fooled, it's only me, just me. Just me.
Just me, Sam Song, with our special guest on the phone today, Steve O'Connor. Steve, now you've got an album out, and that's called The Messenger as well, isn't it?
Yep.
You've made a few albums, haven't you, over the time?
The last one was called Roll the Dice, which is a good album. It's all part of the process, I feel. You know, as a songwriter and a singer, I feel, which is probably more... I could relate to more with this, with America, with that. But I think, you know, where you're writing songs and that album was a good album. But I did one before, but it was really only an album of demos, and a lot of people liked it, and some people bought it, to be honest. But it was only really an album of demos, and it was never released. And anyway, it was, and then I went on to the Roll the Dice, and that was released. So I think the evolution, I keep coming back to that, where I feel I've evolved now, and I keep evolving. And I, to be honest, I still feel I just keep getting better all the time, and I think there's a lot of improvement in me yet. I hope.
Well, let's talk about America. You've been to New York, and you've been to Nashville. Tell me how all that happened.
Well, Nashville happened first. And that happened with a 10-minute meeting in a bar in Liverpool, and that's all I went to the bar for, was to meet this guy who was over from Nashville, because people were telling me about him, and they were saying to me, you know, you write songs, and I come and have a chat with him and all that type of thing. And so I did go down and meet him. His name was Ron Moore, and I did meet him for 10 minutes, and when I met him, he said, you know, what's the problem, you know, with Nashville? I said, nothing really. He said, oh, you just want to be listened to? I said, well, yes, that's possible. Right, okay, here's my address and that, and send me blah, blah, some. So I sent him some stuff over, and, you know, he really loved it. And he said to me, oh, no, this is all good. You know, you also think about coming over to Nashville and meeting some people over here, so that can set up their meetings for you. And that's what I did. I got things together and I went over there, and this chap had these meetings lined up for me with several people in the business, some big people to be fair. And that's how it started, really. And then I was getting a lot of interest from publishers and record labels and things like that. And I actually got sent it to from BMG to one of their RCA producers. And I went to see him. He sent me down to see him. And it was him who did ask me. He asked me would I come down and play in a bookstore in downtown Nashville, where they got together on a Saturday night and played music. And he said, would you come down and give a few tunes? And I said, sure. So he picked me up at the motel and took me down there. And then the next day he invited me into the studio because he was producing a young gospel band in there. He said, come and sit in on a session if you're not busy, which I did. And it was then he asked me, he said, there's another place he'd like me to play if I don't mind going down. I said, well, he said, the Bluebird Cafe. And, you know, in my ignorance, yeah. I thought, the Bluebird. And I thought, how many is there then? You know, and he said, there's only one. So that's how that started. And eventually, well, I got to play in the Bluebird Cafe, which was a great honour for me. I mean, it would have been nice just to go and see it, to be honest with you, Lee. But yes, it was quite an experience, and it sort of carried on from there because I've been over there several times. And the last time I was over there, a publisher contacted me and asked me would I be prepared to go over there and work with her writers, which I did. I went over there for about 15 days or something. We had a little go at that, which was okay. But, you know, they were good young writers, but they were a bit raw, and some of them had the wrong idea, to be fair. But anyway, they, you know, it was still a good trip and very very fruitful for me. So Nashville was always meant to be, I think. And I think I'll be back there in the future. So Nashville was quite, and still is, quite an experience.
Now, that yeah. led on to New York. Now, what happened there?
Oh, New York was a separate entity apart from Nashville, so to speak. But New York was come about by my last album, Roll the Dice. There was a song on that which I wrote as a tribute to Scotland, because Scotland gave me the gift of music. And this song, which was called Hail Caledonia, I feel was my gift in return. Anyway, I wrote the song, and to be fair, it was a little bit funny, this, because I thought to myself when I finished the song, because everyone was saying, oh, it's fantastic, and what a song, and all that type of thing. So my idea then, Lee, was to any sort of Scottish societies or, you know, like Caledonian clubs and things like that anywhere in the world, I thought, well, you know, if they listen to it right, it can be a little piece of home. If you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. And anyway, I blasted it out on email. Well, I didn't blast the song out. What I did was I informed all of these places all over the world that this song, and would they like me to send to them? And I never got one reply. Not one. And I learned why later on in New York. But anyway, I sent the song to New York, but I sent it I burnt a CD, and this is before the album was printed, so I sent a CD to the Caledonian Club of New York, and a chap by the name of George Campbell and his lovely wife Priscilla, who sadly died a few years ago, he was the chief of the Caledonian Club of New York, and he was blown away, and he asked could he have permission to use it on the website, and I said yeah, by all means. And then he said that, he rang me back and said, listen, we have a thing here in New York every year, which is called Tartan Week, which is to do with all Scottish societies and things, and the Caledonian Club, and they have a week of celebration, and that culminates into on the Friday night, which is the pre-parade ceilidh, as they call it, and then a march down 6th Avenue the next day, and that's the end of term week. So I was invited to play a few gigs in the week, and then on the final night on the pre-parade Cayley, I was guest of honour there and played there too. I was playing in a place called Connolly's in Manhattan, Club 45, which is above the pub Connolly's. And as I was playing and in between songs, someone shouted out a song, which is an old song of mine called Fallen City. Now, Fallen City was written for the Liverpool football disaster. Mm-hmm. And anyway, someone shouted it out, and I'll be honest with you, I was astonished. Yeah. You know, I said, well, I'll try. I haven't revisited the song for a long time, but I'll have a go and see if I can remember the lyrics. And I did, because it's a dear song to me anyway. And from that, one or two people approached me and said they felt it sort of paralleled with the 9/11 thing. And I'll be honestly, I didn't really get that at the start, because I felt it two separate entities anyway. But, you know, with the other thing, it felt too, it just didn't hit me really. But they went on about it, and then George Campbell come over from New York with his wife Priscilla, and they were going to a place down in Northamptonshire, a big old farmhouse mill or something, and they asked me to come down and see them. So I said, well, when are you coming over? And I picked them up at Birmingham Airport and took them down there, stayed with them a few days and come back, and then went down for a few more days and stayed with them, and then dropped them off at Birmingham Airport and home. Now, while I was down there, George repeated the same thing. He said, listen, a lot of people are talking about you in New York, and they're talking about your song you're doing at the 9/11 memorial. And I said, it's all very lovely and great stuff, but I really don't get the connection. But I said, I'll tell you what, when I went home, I said, I'll have another listen to the song and just see if I can't see it from that angle. And I did listen to the song, and I sort of got the idea. And I could understand sort of where they were coming from with that thing. So anyway, I went back down and seen them, and he said, well, how did you get on? I said, yes, I've had a listen. I said, I do see the idea behind it, and I'm sort of warming to you. He said, will you come and play? And I said, yes, okay. And so I re-recorded the song and also slightly changed the lyrics so it would suit New York better. So that version was called Fallen City, NYC, in brackets. So that was the idea behind New York, and of course I've been also invited back next year, I think, to play the Tartan Week again.
Give me your website so people can check you out, and you know, if there's any bookers out there, then they may want to get in touch with you. So what's your website?
It's www.steveoconnor.co.uk.
Steve, it's been a real honour. Now,
me too.
There's the threat of a new single coming out for August.
Yep.
I know it's not been decided yet which one, but I've got a list here. But I'm going to go play Here in No Time to finish off this interview. And really enjoyed it, and thank you so much.
Well, thank you very much, Lee. I've really enjoyed it, and thanks to all your people out there for listening. Hi, I'm Steve O'Connor. You're listening to my good friend Lee Williams.
You can be who you wanna be. Raise your hand for the world to see. Or wander round with a simple point to prove. Cold and the midnight rain, and darkness takes its toll again. Still your eyes see a different kind of view. But it's hard to settle when you've been peddled what you already know. What once was cherished but now has perished, so how do you let them go? Well, you wait and you see. When you smile, you feel sunshine and that hope that you need will be here in no time, here in no time. Be yourself from the inside out. Don't kiss and tell what you dream about. Just make the most of the time you choose to stay. The words are broken all the same. The loser shoulders all the blame. They can fall, not a single thing to say. But be sure to mention that your intentions are pure and honest made. To learn the lesson from your obsession that only in time will fade. Will you wait and you see? When you smile, you feel the sunshine and that hope that you need will be here in no time, here in no time. It's hard to settle when you've been peddled what you already know. What once was cherished but now has perished, so how do you let them go? Well, you wait and you see. When you smile, you feel the sunshine and that hope that you need. Here in no time, here in no time.